Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know that your health insurance could cover appointments with a registered dietitian? Nourish will match you with a dietitian for personalized nutrition advice. And since Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, and United, 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online from home, plus message them anytime on the Nourish app for support on the go. With hundreds of five-star reviews, you can count on Nourish to guide you on your health journey. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We're scheduled to talk to Craig Lachlan from Monumental Sports here moments, and I believe he may be joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Locker, welcome back, first of all, officially. We haven't talked to you since you returned to the airwaves and came back from your surgery. Talk about that ordeal first before we even get into Ovi.
Well, it was quite the ordeal, fellas. I mean, it was out of the blue. It's around Thanksgiving, and I went down and had a scan at Alan May's place in Tampa, and I thought I was feeling great riding a bike, playing tennis, skating, you name it. I was just feeling great. And all of a sudden he says, oh, come on down. He's been bugging me to get in there for a scan. So about 15 of us went in, got the scan back on the way home, landed in Baltimore, fellas, and Alan May calls me, and now I call him Dr. May, because he called me and just said, hey, there's some issues with your heart. We recommend you see the cardiologist. It was him and one of the techs. And I said, okay, I will go see a cardiologist. I called my cardiologist. He said, well, enjoy Thanksgiving, and, you know, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. I said, well, I can't really wait a couple of weeks. So I went and found another cardiologist here in Annapolis and went in and did a test. And he said, well, we know exactly what's wrong here. You need a new valve. You need a new aorta. You need a new bypass, and you need a clip all done at once. And I was like,
wow,
what? And I was like, oh, my God, that's I thought I first had a hat trick, and then that would have been my first in my career. And then he says, I'm giving you the clip, too. And I was like, okay, what's that for? Well, that's to prevent strokes in the future. And I was like, okay, that sounds like a good plan. But that caught me really off guard. So a good story, and it's a hockey-related story. The first guy I called, because I was under the understanding he had the same bicuspid valve that I had, where I had two leaves instead of three. Hmm. I was never tested when I played. I was always told my test came back fine. And back when I played, you did the quick test, you touched your toes, and get on the ice. You were good to go. And so all of a sudden, they say, I call Henrik Lundqvist.
Oh.
And remember, he was going to sign here.
Yeah,
he was going to sign here. So I caught him just on his way over to Sweden for his Christmas holidays. And we talked for about 45 minutes because he had the same surgery. And that's what made him retire from the Caps. You see, he was ready. He was practicing, everything like that. And then they came in, and he had a bicuspid valve that they were following closely. And the trainer said, you know what, Henrik, your bicuspid valve's not doing well, and we don't think you should play again. So he had the full surgery, but he also had a steel plate put in, because they were worried that he wanted to come back, and if he ever got hit with a puck, it would be the perfect thing to put in. And they sometimes, I guess, put in steel plates. He had one put in. And so our family, over the Christmas holidays, to prepare for this, watched his show on Netflix about his journey in this heart ailment and open heart surgery. And that sort of set me up saying, you know what? I'm a hockey guy. I can deal with this just like I've dealt with injuries over the year. Mm-hmm. I'm going to set up a surgery for early February because it fit into the schedule during that long road trip or just at the end of the long road trip. And I'm going to be back in 7 weeks. Mm-hmm. And that was my goal all along. And that game I had circled on my calendar, come back against Buffalo. So we had the surgery in the hospital for 6 days. And boom, I started cardiac rehab. I'm still in cardiac rehab as we speak for the next 9 weeks. And it's 3 days a week and just making sure you get your heart rate up and all that type of stuff. And I had cardiac rehab over the last couple of games. So I'm good to go. I'm good.
Did you?
Great to hear, man. That's awesome news.
I know that you feel like a beloved figure here, mostly probably as a commentator over your playing days. Did you feel the love? Like, so many people, I think, were tweeting you, hitting you up on social media and elsewhere.
Oh, it was an outpouring. I mean, it was amazing. We had to set up, actually, a box at the post office, a P.O. box, because I was getting so much mail. And I was getting letters from everywhere, around the world, actually. And I was like, oh, okay. And that gave me some real jump and support and gave me some real focus on my recovery. You know, every day I was doing something. I was walking a lot. I was walking a lot prior to surgery because, guys, I went in, I never had any symptoms. Right. That's the crazy
thing. That's the scary part. Yeah.
Yeah, and they checked, you know. So what I had was, when you look at it and you put it in layman's terms, I had an aneurysm of my aorta that if it blows, you're dead. Yeah. I had a widowmaker because my LDL was totally shut off. But the interesting thing about my LDL is that my body, even though it was clogged and not supplying blood, my body built its own bypass through my heart, which to me is incredible. And I was like, you mean I'm alive because my body built a bypass? And they said, yes, you are. And they showed me where my body had closed off the old artery and put in this new artery through my heart to get to my body.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Crazy. Oh, it's unbelievable. Yeah. The story's crazy.
And then you got back sort of just in time. What were you back, about 2 weeks, or am I wrong about that? A little longer than that.
Well, I was in the hospital for 7 days.
Yeah.
And then they recommended anywhere from 8 to 12 weeks for recovery. And I came back in about 7 weeks because I started working out. I had some issues along the way. Like, for example, I had a bad lung. I had a collapsed lung from the surgery that I had to recover through, which I did. And all a collapsed lung does is you can't breathe that great, but it makes you cough like heck. And I was coughing 24/7. And finally, they figured it out, and I had to get my lungs drained and all that type of stuff. But you know what? The journey was something that I had prepared for. I prepared for the type of bumps on the road that I was going to have. And I told Ovi the last game that I played in Ottawa. He gave me a big hug in Ottawa when we were on the road. And I said, buddy, big man, wait for me, man. Wait for me. And sure enough, it worked out just to perfection that I was able to come back on that Sunday game against Buffalo and enjoy the journey ever since with him reaching that record last night.
Yeah, just an unbelievable culmination these last few days. Did you have a sense that he was actually going to get that hat trick, what was it, on Friday night?
Friday, the way
that game played out? I mean, he's scoring early. And then getting that second one, and then, pulling the goalie, but then put the goalie back in when they got the two-goal lead, and then, have it a few chances. Like, it almost seemed like it was destined to happen on Friday.
Yeah, it was. And we were talking about it. You know, Joe B. and I talked about it a lot. And for hockey purists, we did not want him to score his 895th with an empty net.
Right,
and I
sure.
think you heard his comments afterwards. He didn't want to hear that. However, I would say this. Had it been its only goal, I'd say absolutely not. But I would have been okay if it was a hat-trick goal, because that's just another feather in his cap, scoring a hat trick and scoring 8, 93, 94, 95. That would be an incredible story, too, and people would forget the last one was an empty netter. Anyway, so I was happy that he elected not to come on the ice. The game was in hand against the Chicago Blackhawks. I'm sort of disappointed when I look back at it. I wish he would have established it at home because, I tell you, Friday night, and if you guys were there, I mean, it was the biggest event, the loudest building, even more so than the playoffs, because in playoffs, you as a fan are sitting there and you're tense and you don't want to cheer. You're just like focused and you're stone cold. And all of a sudden now in this trying to celebrate Alex Ovechkin, you are cheering every time he hits the ice. You're showing the love. You're giving him emotion. There's energy. There's enthusiasm. All things that I thought was the best sporting event I've ever seen at Capital One. It was absolutely something to behold.
So Locker, that atmosphere that you're talking about at Capital One, it transferred north to UBS Arena because there were so many Caps fans in the building, and you described it perfectly. Anytime the puck was near Ovi yesterday or he touched the puck, like you could just feel like a jolt go through the crowd, and I'm sure that you and Joe B were feeling that as you were calling the game.
We were feeling it calling the game. We were feeling it, though. I was feeling in the first period, oh, my God, wake me up, because they were sleepy out there. I don't know if it was the start of the game or what, but both teams were very sleepy. Alex was on the ice. He took some real short shifts. He only had 6 shifts in the first period of about 40 seconds. That's unusual for Obi, as we know, because he's often over 60 seconds. But I think it was a culmination of probably the stress. The stress of the event, to be this close to wanting to do it there for the whole team, not just Ovi, and just the anxiety and how are we going to do it and who's going to assist on his record-breaking goal and all those things. So I thought it was a little sluggish in the first, and you could really sense that. But the fans were sensing something was going to happen, and it was going to be historical. And once we got that first power play, guys, you couldn't have descripted the entry any better, the speed, the pass by Willie. And now he's got the record, and he'll keep climbing. I told him after the game, I said, Ovi, don't be satisfied with 895. I want 1,000. We'll see what he does.
Right.
Well, what's your sense of that? We kind of speculate, all right, he'll play next year here. And after that, we're speculating maybe he'll go to Russia or something. What's your sense, your best guess?
I speculate that too, but now that he's got a record, does he want to keep building on that? And he seems to be, you know, he's 39, he's playing like 29. So maybe next year, you know, if he has another season, guys, if he wasn't hurt for 16 games, he would be a 50-plus goal scorer again.
Yeah,
this is crazy. Mm-hmm. And he's doing it different than Gordie Howe did. He's doing it different than Gretz did. He's doing it with power and speed and shooting the puck more. There's only one other player that shoots the puck more over 95 miles an hour, and that's Tage Thompson in Buffalo. So he's still got the jam on his shot. So why not go? I mean, I would like, if he got to 950, that would be something. Then he'd probably go back to Russia. I think he just has to build on this. I want to see how this playoffs go. I think that could set sort of the season up for next year, how far we can go in the playoffs. But I'm excited, and I think Ovi knows now the hockey world is cheering him on, because early on in his career, there was a lot of pundits not being happy, saying, oh, he's not back-checking, he's not doing this, he's not doing that. Well, 20 seasons later now, he is the best goal scorer in the NHL history and will never be touched. I hate to see never, because I said it would never be done for Gretzky, but Ovi's goal scoring, there's no way I will be dead and in my grave if someone ever beats him again.
Let me ask you, obviously he's a physical freak, and he loves to have a good time. We always see kind of we make fun of these pictures of him, you know, at the beach with this, you know, kind of, he's a stocky guy. I have no idea, though. Most of the greatest of the great, they outwork everyone, right? Like, they're, you know, Kobe and MJ and Tiger and all these guys, their work ethic is unparalleled. I have no idea. Is Ovi one of those guys, or is he just so gifted? Like, does he kill everyone in practice? Is he out there for extra reps? I almost get the sense that he's not that guy. He's just so gifted.
Well, I think he's gifted, but he does work hard and he wants to be better. And I'll tell you a little bit about that.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe it's Maybe it's the sub. Maybe it's the Cheetos. Maybe it's the sushi. And maybe it's the beer. Maybe that's the type of food products we need to have. But it makes him tick. I think he's a guy that genuinely wants to go out. You know, I've traveled with him for a long time. And every time I see him and there's an off day with an optional skate or whatever, he's at the rink. And I'm like, I can't even go to the rink. I'm dead tired, Obi. He says, no, I'm going to the rink. I want to get on the ice. Okay. And what he'll do, he might only work on his one-timer. He might work on just a little movement, just getting his body oiled up and ready for the game. But he genuinely wants to be better, whether it be with the skill coach, working with a little snapshot, doing little things like that with Kenny McCudden. All those players and great athletes and all the ones that you mentioned always want to get better and always want to practice to make it better. You know, he's changed his regimen of training in the summers, and that's paid off for this type of year. Who would have thought this year we'd be talking about Ovi getting close to 50? I thought he was marked down. I marked him down for 30, and that was with a good power play. And he's done what he's done without really pounding the power play goals. What's he got, 12 or 13? Usually his big seasons, he's up over 20. So he's doing a lot of damage 5-on-5. To me, it's an incredible story. He's right up there with the guys that you mentioned of elite athletes of all time in the four major sports. Ovi's at the top of hockey.
Locker, you kind of mentioned this during the broadcast. And I guess it would be different if the Caps were, you know, in the seventh slot right now and they kind of had to win each game to make the playoffs. But clearly they don't have to win these games. But and it's clear that this was a distraction. It had to be, even though the players probably wouldn't agree to that or, admit it. But it had to have been a distraction. Now there's five. Now it's passed. He set the record. They got five games left before the playoffs. What do you expect to see now? Because they haven't been playing that great in the last 7-8 games.
I would agree with you. They have not been playing great, and I agree 100%. Their defensive structure has fallen to the wayside. They're allowing way too many goals. They're giving the puck away too often. They've got to reset, and they've got to reset in a hurry. And you're on the money. I think it has been a distraction because, you know, it's like we're like a rock team coming into a town, and it's all about Ovi, and it's all about this record he was trying to get. Now, they had the celebration. They're ready to go. They have today off. They have tomorrow off. They're going to practice Wednesday. Now you've got to deal with things that we haven't had to deal with. Logan Thompson, now he's out. Ilya Protas, now out. So now you have two guys that were key important pieces to your playoff chances, both out. I hope both of them are going to be shorter rather than longer, but we don't know. I think Logan would be back before Ilya Protas. So now all of a sudden you've got to retool and reset. And to me, it starts Wednesday, guys. And as a player, there's no better game to do it against. And Carolina again, after we had that slugfest down there in Kaniak land, that, you know what, we better come out Thursday and play like the Caps had played for 80% of the season. There's definitely been a dip. And I can blame the dip on a lot of things. I blame the dip on players now. Oh, we're cruising. We're in first place. We're not going to lose the Met. We're going to have a chance for the President's Trophy. But you know what? Let's just play and try to add to our totals and yada, yada, yada. But playoffs is a different animal, as we all know. And to me, they've got to get everything in ship shape. The positive out of that is they're going to have the coach of the year getting on them and getting them ready for the playoffs. Carberry is an unbelievable young coach. I think he's going to push the right buttons. But, guys, it's got to start Wednesday, and they can't have another flop on Thursday. They've got to play playoff hockey for at least three or four of the five. Then at the end of the season, you might say, you know what? There's a couple of guys that maybe don't need to play in Pittsburgh the last game of the season. Ovi, do you need a little rest? Because playoffs will probably start that Sunday, guys. So it'll be Thursday in Pittsburgh. They'll have Friday, Saturday off. Game one will probably be Sunday at Capital One against probably Montreal, the way it's setting up now. So that's sort of the schedule that the coach has to look at and say, what do we need to work on? And I say it starts defensively. And make sure we get back to playing tight-knit, hard-nosed defensive hockey. The offense, guys, will come with this team. We've got enough talent, but I think it's got to start in our own end to get through that first round.
Locker, so great to hear from you.
Yep.
And so great that you were on the call for the record-breaking goals.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. indecision, overthinking, second-guessing every choice you make. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It was awesome.
Wow, yeah, it was amazing. It worked out to perfection that the schedule set up for me to be a part of that. I love being with Joe and all my buddies at that monumental. I think we did it justice. I think we set the table, set the photograph of what it was supposed to look like, and Ovi did the rest, guys. I mean, he is an animal, and I can say now he is the greatest goal scorer of all time, and that's special. I mean, he's a special guy that we've been lucky to watch for 20 years here in the DMV.
Locker, I don't know what the ratings were for your broadcast on Friday, but if they were down, it was because, you know, we were on Monumental Sports 2.
Yeah, we took a big chunk out of your guys' audience. I'm so sure.
I was worried about that. Yeah. That's what I talked about that. They better not outdo us. Yeah. Holy crap.
Don't you worry. That will never happen.
That did not happen. Hey, thank you, Locker. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you. Anytime, guys. Thank you.
All right. Congrats.
Love the Locker. He's been great to us throughout the history of the show. Great to see. I mean, that's an amazing story.
Oh, yeah. Just did that on a lark. Just did a little scan on a
lark. Made me remember. I mean, truthfully, I don't think I've ever gotten it checked out. My uncle's a cardiologist, and we have some sort of recessive gene about, like, bicuspid action.
Get that ticker checked.
Best get that checked.
Yep. At our age, I mean, just he talked about it. He felt fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean, he was playing pickleball and tennis or whatever, and he felt fine.
Yep.
And they said, no.
We got an issue.
Immediate.
Yeah, let's get this thing on the schedule.
It's a scary thing, man.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we'll open up EB's entertainment page. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year.
Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.